Hello everyone. Greetings, how are you? Welcome back to WMUC Radio, WMUC FM, College Park Radio as a matter of fact. This is 10 Day Forecast, your show for the fun, the funk, and the friends. I am DJ Calder in the booth here. I am currently joined by
Hello.
DJ Jart. Let's test that mic real quick.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, it is not working, folks. Yeah. Sometimes...
My headset isn't working either.
Wow. All right, we're going to shift some things around in the studio so that Jart can be on the mic. We have Chris also coming in at some point today. So we're going to have a good show for you today. I made the playlist this week, and let me tell you, it's a good one. But... we will play for you our first song while we get situated up here in the booth. And that song is Just For Me by Pro. This is that. Got a little bit of a preview on the next song there. That was Just For Me by Pro. And the theme for this show, I kind of threw together a bit earlier today, just because last week we were put in a situation. I was on the air with DJ Skelly, and we found out while on air that our lovely co-host would not be joining us and that he did not have any music prepared for us. So we cobbled together some music at that time. And so it gave me this idea for this show, which is titled Backup Forecast. And if anyone's ever watched the weather or has experienced the weather, you know that predictions can all turn to mud, you know, at the end of the day. You can predict, you can prepare, but ultimately you might find yourself in situations where you are not prepared at all.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes sun turns to rain, and you weren't expecting that.
Me and Jart really like to do outdoorsy stuff. And sometimes we get caught in the rain when backpacking. We get caught with heel biter shoes that blister your feet and turn them to the most painful thing you've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah, those are painful.
But, you know, sometimes you just got to make up for that. You got to
push through it.
What's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared. You know,
something like that. You're an Eagle Scout.
I was an Eagle Scout. Jared here, he was an Eagle Scout too, but in a different type of way. He just liked Eagles and was a scout. But we're going to try to explore some of these themes of, you know, being prepared. As of course, this is college radio here, and college students are notoriously poor planners. And so I'd like to, like, maybe explore a few of these situations in college where throughout our 4 years here, we've been woefully unprepared for certain events versus being extremely well prepared, as I'm sure me and Jared as spectacular students would say.
I am absolutely terrifically unspectacular.
Terrifically unspectacular.
Oh, yeah.
And that gets us into our next song, which is Esperar Praver, a lovely Brazilian funk.
Where's Pat to pronounce this for us?
We need Pat to get on the mic here.
Esperar.
Come on, hit it. Esperar.
Praver.
Praver. All right. We'll get right into Esperar Praver. We'll be right back. wasn't that song just absolutely spectacular?
That was a great song. A lot of fun little funk into that.
Oh, yeah. Like some good electronic, you know. I believe that's a remix, so it has that typical Brazilian flair to it in the beginning, and then you really get some of that electronic funk coming in with more, like, modern presence. So while we were listening to that fine music, DJ Jart here and I were discussing... We're reminiscing. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly.
We were reminiscing back on our start to college and how prepared we felt for those first few weeks, that first semester in our freshman year dorm, which we actually met on.
That is exactly where we met. You were like three doors down from Anthony and I.
Yes, and what a match made in heaven our two little rooms on those floors would be.
Exactly. Now we've been living together for the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's just absurd.
It's crazy.
But, Josh, you started in college as a clean-shaven, short-haired fellow in the ROTC program here.
Pretty much. That was something that was very new to me, and I was pretty unprepared for. But I think that was they knew that for most people, and they really tried to push you to make you uncomfortable and to kind of force you to be, like, adapt.
What practices or like rituals did you have to do that were different and that you didn't expect and you weren't prepared for? Is there anything specific that comes to mind, like waking up early or like?
Yeah, so that's like the biggest part is like you think you have you can you know wake up like 30 minutes before, but really you got to wake up like an hour before because they expect you to like iron your clothes in the morning, be completely shaved in the morning, all this stuff, so that when you get there they're like you're and they would judge you. They gave you actually there's like points.
Really?
That they would score each cadet on.
Interesting. And it was like, there was like categories and like...
kind of like that. So like, if you were good, you'd get more points. Stuff like that. So like, the most well-kept cadet who was showing up on time, leading his group, would get the most points.
Interesting.
It didn't really affect your grade at all, but it was kind of like, it did have some, it established some pecking order.
Interesting. When you first got to ROTC in the morning, were you, like, doing exercises right away? Like, what was, like, the activity after, you know, you lined up and they expected you? Like,
so, how did it start? It's been 3 years now. So, so at first, you would go and you'd meet with your flight. That's, like, your group of other cadets that you're...
Landlubbers.
Yeah, you're all in a group together. You have to work through all your problems together. Usually, you'd like, meet in the armory really early in the morning. You start doing drills. Do that for maybe like an hour, and then you'd go to the lab section, or not really called a lab, but like you just say it's like kind of like announcements.
Yeah.
Or they talk you through stuff, and then after that you go out with the groups and do like another drill session. So it's about 3 hours.
Jeez, every how Thursday often morning. Was this? Every morning?
Every Thursday morning.
Every Thursday morning. That is something that was not part of my college experience. However, if it was, I think I would be wholly unprepared for that. I think I would be... I mean, I did Boy Scouts growing up, and you do some early morning stuff. You do some, like, very disciplined things, but I'm not disciplined enough of a person to handle that. That would have been really hard on me.
That was probably my most disciplined, like, point in my life where I was actually, like, trying to, like, stay on top of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I left that, then it kind of, like, I didn't really have that pressure anymore, like, where people are, you know, pushing you to...
Yeah. It was all internal instead of external at that point.
So after that, it was basically like me on my own trying to like just force myself rather than being guided by someone else and being around people who are also like that.
Do you think doing that your first semester prepared you for the rest of college?
Definitely put me in like kind of like the mindset and like definitely made me much more comfortable being uncomfortable. That was like the biggest thing.
Seeking discomfort.
Exactly. So I think the biggest thing is when you're there, you have no idea what to do, and they're yelling at you to do something. You just have to, like, try.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest point. Once you start, like, just trying it, even if you don't know what to do, like, you'll
get somewhere.
You'll catch on quicker.
Yeah.
And they'll recognize you for that and give you more points. That's the kind of, like...
That's a great way to live life. You don't necessarily need the military. You don't need ROTC to tell you to do that. But it is helpful to know that, you know, as you make that effort to be disciplined, as you, you know, do things that aren't comfortable... You'll move a lot further than if you don't, you know.
For sure.
Do hard things because, you know, you'll land amongst the stars or whatever the saying is.
Aim for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Exactly. I think that lands true. And without further ado, we will move from that topic of seeking discomfort to more music that makes me feel so comfortable.
Oh.
And we'll start off with New Beastly by Wolf Peck. Goodness, that song, me and Josh were talking about how absolutely spectacular that bass line was. Bass lines are one of those things that you can have a good song without a good bass line, but the moment that you have a good bass line, you don't really need anything else, in my opinion. Like, that's all you really need to make a great song. We were also talking about over break. We mentioned a little bit about ROTC before this last song, and how Josh felt that it prepared him for the rest of college. And I think that another good transition that kind of happened our first year in college, it happens for a lot of college students, is you move away from home and you live in a place where there is people everywhere that are exactly the same age as you. For us, it was specifically living in freshman housing dorms.
For sure.
And, or should I say resident halls? They don't like it when you call them dorms. I don't know why.
I'm going to keep calling them dorms, just to make them angry.
Just to make them angry. That's for you, Res Life. But one thing I will say is, for me, I felt incredibly prepared to live in a dorm. I was ecstatic, some might say.
I wanted to be there.
I wanted to, yeah, exactly. I wanted to be amongst the people. I wanted to be, you know, living. I lived with my good friend Henry, former host of the show. And I was just excited to live with him. I was excited to be amongst my friends and meet all these new people. Did you think that was the same for you, Josh?
Yeah, Anthony and I were definitely talking about that. I think for him, it was like the COVID year, and then I took a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was just like the anticipation of going to college. I don't think I would have been ready if I'd not taken a gap year.
Yeah.
But, you know, just kind of having my time to, like, think to myself and, like, mentally prepare for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was much, much more ready and, like, happy to be there.
You were mentally prepared to be happy, and you were physically prepared to have your AC all the way down and the windows open in the winter.
I mean, Anthony's so angry.
You lived in the ice box, and we should have been roommates, and Tony and Henry should have been roommates, because we would have had it, like, legitimately freezing in our room, and they would have had awesome. It warm in theirs. You know, the Italian room, and then the Norway and Sweden room, you know?
The Scandinavians.
Oh, Scandinavians. But, yeah, the interesting thing for us is we lived in the freshman dorms on North Campus here, which is very, very dense housing. And then the following year, we moved directly into Courtyards, which is, for those that don't know what Courtyards is, it's essentially a sort of a quasi on-campus living situation, but it's very much on like a remote area, geographic region of campus, like not near any student buildings.
It's like north campus. It's like above the experience, and like you have to cross, is it Adelphi?
Yeah.
Yeah. You, to get there.
Yeah. Well, you cross, 193, yeah. Yeah. And there's not much of, it's kind of a food, like living in most of campus, you know, you're very close to resources. They make it a walking city here.
Mm-hmm.
But living over there was very much like a desert of pretty much everything besides residential houses. And so it's also far less dense than a lot of other campus options. Like even nearby neighborhoods or campus are more densely packed than Courtyards is. And so we moved there from these dense freshman housing, and that was a whole adjustment we had to make. We had to be, you know, our forecast was we were a little bit unprepared for that. I'll just say that.
That was rough sometimes, especially getting to campus
mm-hmm.
quickly, because if you miss a bus, it's like a 40-minute walk.
That's very true, yeah. Especially like the if you're like a liberal arts major, or a business major, you're just screwed. It's so far away.
It's so far. Luckily, like they gave you a discounted parking permit, I think.
Really?
I think, or because you considered, it wasn't super expensive. I know Anthony had it.
Nice.
Because then he would drive to the lot that's right next to the business school.
Yeah.
So it made it easier for him. But
I did not have a car while I lived there.
You
and I
car,
still don't
which is
have
funny.
A car.
So like on-campus housing, and you need a car to get to.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst of both worlds. But I will say that I think that year, more than any other year in college, has prepared me for this next step I'm taking, moving away from college, you know, moving, you know, to the next step, because most of the time you don't have the, you know, the privilege of living in association with all these people in a very walkable area. And as you and I are both about to do, you know, find jobs, move out, move into likely a house or like an apartment, you don't have the community that you have on campus.
Yeah. I mean, college is a very special place to have such a young group of people all in, like a 1 mile radius, pretty much.
It really is. And so I think I wouldn't trade that sophomore year kind of further away, you know, even though I wasn't prepared for it at the time. I think it provided me excellent preparation for the steps ahead of me where I'm moving away from campus. And also, I would never trade the relationships I made in Courtyards for the world. I think you know, even though it maybe not wasn't the most fertile soil for friendships to grow, I think the ones that I made there were the most long-lasting.
For sure. Because we were all just, all we had was, like, each other, basically. There wasn't many other people out there, like...
You just had each other.
Whoever your neighbor was.
My neighbor, you know, good old Pat Pohl, he... Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Can I come sit on your couch every day for the rest of the semester? That was my neighbor, and we loved him for it. It was great.
That was awesome.
All right. Well, without further ado, we'll talk about, you know, that dark, dark place of courtyards, that desolate place, and head into our next song, Darkest Light, by the Lafayette Afro Rock Band. Well, listeners, if you're wondering why that transition was so clean back with the crossfade into the voices, that would be because the most prepared host of this show is officially in the studio. Welcome back, DJ Weatherboy.
That's like the NPR theme.
I think so.
Hello, you're not watching NPR, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. Thank you so much, Calder, for bringing me back on. And I think the most important thing for me to do right now is this.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
That was just for the viewers at home. All right, and thank you so much for also joining us, Joshua.
It's a pleasure.
DJ
Jard. Yeah, DJ Jard. DJ Jard. DJ Jard. Awesome. Awesome. We really, wow. Wow. This is awesome. Thank you so much. That last song was amazing. Thank you to, what was it? Excuse me if I can go back here. It was The Darkest Light by Lafayette.
Oh, he's so
Afro
bad.
Rock.
People, he's so bad.
Lafayette Afro Rock Band. You know, sometimes it's hard to read. A lot of people don't understand this, but sometimes it's hard to read. And you also spread Espera para ver. That was definitely butchered, but wow, awesome. Love that song.
Well, as the viewers at home know, Chris here, DJ Weatherboy, he is never late. He is never on time. He is right where he needs to be.
And he's here now.
And so, Chris, I know that you're a little bit busy right now, but I want to ask you one short question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you are prepared for college or unprepared for college as a whole?
I would say as a whole, I am unprepared for college. I'd say that I'm unprepared for life, but, you know, like, because...
PG County Public Schools, they did you right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one thing I will say, right, is that I think that the PG County Public Schools, like, it wasn't that, I definitely would say that I feel like, you know, secondary education could do a little bit more with keeping people prepped, like, especially, like, I don't know. There's just so many little things where it's like I feel like we could have done a little bit more. But I'd say that my unpreparedness for life is more so I feel like that's just a me thing.
Who can be prepared for life? Like we said, it's unpredictable, like the weather, man.
Yeah, it is unpredictable. It is unpredictable. But you know, it's like when you're unprepared for things that you should be prepared for things that you are expecting, then it becomes a problem, right? It's like if say for example, like there's a difference between New Orleans, like, and their infrastructure crumbling in the face of Hurricane Katrina versus it crumbling in the face of, I don't know, like
3 inches of rain.
Yeah, 3 inches. Exactly.
Not having the proper sewage to withstand any rain.
Exactly. And that's basically where we're at right now.
it's like in Arlington, Texas. Like, it gets below 30 degrees and people start dying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what is the polar bear in Arlington, Texas? It's because they didn't prepare their infrastructure for it at all.
Oh, my gosh. That's so tragic. Like, I forgot that even happened. That spell with, like, it just being... slightly cold in Texas, and like nobody had heating.
It was awful.
That's damn.
Well, we dang. Darn. Yeah. Darn. Well, before Chris joined us, we were kind of going through a few of the you know, moments that we were unprepared and prepared for in early college, and I wanted to kind of bring up one as a conversation piece starter, and that's that my sophomore year when I was living at Courtyards, I started to do research on campus. Specifically, I worked in a lab that looks at tuberculosis, which we could go into a whole rant about, you know, how unprepared we are against tuberculosis, despite it being a lot easier to be prepared now. It's just money's not going to it because people are only dying in poor areas. But we won't open that box of worms. I'll just mention that as a one-off. But I kind of wanted to use that as a jumping board towards the topic of people being unprepared for budget cuts right now. Because my lab on campus actually got their budget cut within the last week and a half. we had a few grants from like NSF and USDA and a bunch of other places, and they just got, we got our rug pulled on us.
Yeah.
And so now no one knows what to do.
Yeah. And speaking of rug pulls, you know, the people who are going to get deported because their student visas got revoked, they got the rug pulled on them on they the did. Deportation. No, this is real. This is real. I just got a story from this on the New York Times that, the Trump administration was like, nah, never mind. With the deportation, with the visas that they revoked. So I guess they're good now. You know, life can be sometimes ridiculous.
He was an MS-13 member.
Yeah, no.
Look at this tattoo on his knuckles. It proves it.
Bro, look at this crown. I've never tattooed. Have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo of a crown?
No.
He's lying, folks. He's MS-13.
No. Something else.
Get him out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, deport him.
No. I'm a good citizen.
Doesn't matter. I know you have a wife and kids. It doesn't matter. Jeez. Man. But I feel for... My lab hires a bunch of international students, and a bunch of our PhDs are actually from abroad because we work in agricultural fermentation, in the agricultural fermentation engineering space. So it's very important for, you know, broad farms across the entire world. And so we have people from Tanzania, people from, Ghana, from Cameroon, all coming to our lab to work. And then this happens, and we have our PI is suing for breach of contract or something. Mm-hmm. But it still puts a pause on our research. Government. Yeah. And so it's they're in a situation now where they have these visas to come work on projects, and the projects are gone now. Completely unexpectedly, random Friday in the middle of April, just gone while they're working on it. And now we're, of course, having to reset years and years of research, as well as these people who came, thousands and thousands of miles away from home are now am I going to be able to stay here? Yeah. Am I going to have to start looking for new work? Or am I going to have to ride out, a 2-year break from research or a 1-year break from research that is ultimately coming because someone was like, let's just cut this contract that we literally signed that said we have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, this is, it's funny, sorry to bring this back to, this very weird historical perspective, but, thinking about, things that happened with Native Americans or mm-hmm. American Indians, still don't know the proper nomenclature there. But the fact that the contracts that they had were just, just torn up, they're just heck it, whatever.
I have a clip. I have a clip I need to play for you.
Yeah, and it's sometimes you forget, you just can't do that. You can't do that. What was that one? That one Trump.
You can't do that.
No, it's you can't. It's like where Trump is eating something is like. Obama did, or Joe Biden did something. You can't do that. It's disgusting. Hold on.
While he's looking for that, I want to play this clip that I saw on Instagram Reels today, my most reputable source, of Trump talking about Native Americans.
Wonderful.
Federal recognition of the Lumbee tribe of North Carolina.
I love the Lumbee tribe.
Yeah, every
time you ask him a question like that, do you love this certain group? And he's like, I love them.
I love the Lumbee tribe. I know them.
Yeah. I have lots of friends.
If he wasn't the leader of the free world, if you can even call it that,
yeah.
He'd be the greatest stand-up comedian that ever lived. I mean, he has a gift.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. Wait, sorry. Let's raise this up a little bit.
Time to watch a YouTube short.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing music.
The people of India are going crazy that President Obama was constantly chewing gum, and then on top of that, he took it out of his mouth.
Yeah, Chris.
You can't do it. It's disgusting.
They got a funky background to Trump talking.
Maybe I'm a little ridiculous because sometimes I'm thinking why am I not able to hear this? And it's because of the fact that obviously it's okay.
DJ Weatherboy, people, remember what we said.
People of India are going crazy that President Obama was constantly chewing gum. And then on top of that, he took it out of his mouth, put it back. You can't do it. It's disgusting. The people of India.
Yeah. He took it out and put it back in his mouth. He can't do that. It's disgusting. Basically,
it's disgusting.
That's it. Yeah.
That guy is a barrel of laughs, is he not?
Yeah. And now I think we should get to our barrel of amazing, wonderful curated songs by DJ World War II Mike here, who's no longer on the World War II mic.
I decided to donate my World War II mic to Jart for today.
Get down!
Yeah, how does it feel being on the World War II mic, by the way?
I know I sound a little bit scruffy, but I think I add some character, and there's some listeners out there who are a little bit grumpy on my mic. They're like, fix your mic. I can't fix it.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's on the mic because he's a predator. Yeah. We have to put the predators on that mic.
Oh.
Wait, what are you calling yourself?
Hey, I'm on the good mic today.
Okay.
Don't worry.
You should be over here then with me.
Oh, no, they banished me to this mic. I'm stuck.
Help, I'm stuck. Chris. Chris, your mom's here.
If Patrick was here, he'd ban this bit right now. this unfunny bit would be over.
What are you talking about? This is the funniest bit of my entire life. Speaking of life, you know what brings you life? Love. You know who we love? The woman of the world. Up next,
they
we
ain't
have
here, Chris. None of them are listening.
Up next, we have Lady by the Commodores. Lady, you bring me up by the Commodores. Lady, in quotations, you bring me up by the Commodores.
Commodores.
Commodores. Yeah, that's the Commodore.
I was only
Wow. And we're back. Team, that was beautiful. Thank you so much to the Commodores for this song, Lady, You Bring Me Up. Additionally, we also want to briefly play a PSA. But before we play that PSA, we also just wanted to say...
Meow. 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 Meow.
Oof. Oof. Arf. Oof.
DJ Weatherboy states, "It's raining cats and dogs out there."
Yeah, I'm actually so surprised how many clear skies we have like in a row.
The weather's just been. It feels like San Diego out there every day recently. Like we're in California season for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm in California right now.
I never said that. I'm in California. We all thought he was in California. I'm in California.
And speaking of California, you guys should explore the world with the Maryland Adventure Program.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
You know, it's so crazy that the Maryland Adventure Program there, like, got Jart grooving. That was beautiful.
Yeah,
that
you guys should have seen the motion that was emanating from this man's hips while that adventure program was going.
I love the boogie. Oh, yeah.
He's boogieing. Imagine a child, nay, a teenager, with as much rhythm as Jart. And that's how Jart is. He's a teenager.
I'm a teenager. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man. Love.
It's been my goal all show to find a way to entrap Jart into saying something, mm-hmm. but I can't. He's unfazable.
Yeah. Well, you can put DJ Weatherboy down on this. I love teenagers. They have joyous lives. Up next, we have Joyous. We have Joyous.
I didn't even set that one up for him.
We have Joyous by Pleasure.
Somebody clip that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for our closing statements. Jart, you were sharing some strong opinions about miners while we were off air.
Oh, yeah. They were one of my favorites. I love using the Clash of Clans. It's
don't give me that.
You just put them everywhere, okay? And they just destroy everything.
And for those of you who just heard that wonderful, amazing song, that was Joyous by Pleasure and Wow. Yeah. I'm Joyous.
I think Pleasure is what got Jart on that tirade he was about to go on.
So yeah, I, I, ag-